Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? My name is Dave. I'd like to speak with Samuel. Am I speaking with Samuel?
Yeah, how can I help you, Dave?
Well, we represent Milestone Capital. We finance business, and we'd like to provide you the opportunity to give you the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business.
I see.
Yes, sir. And right now, well, I'd like to tell you that all I have here is some information that I need to just, you know, grab some a little bit details. I see that your company is called C2L International, but it doesn't tell me what sort of industry is that. Can you tell me what sort of industry is this?
Well, I'll tell you what, right now is probably not a good time.
I can call you at another time if you wish.
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't know. I think we just have, you know, we already have enough commitments in terms of debt, you know, that I don't think we should take any more debt right now until we build, you know, get our revenues up a little higher, so I just don't think it makes a lot of sense at this point.
No, I totally respect it, but usually the one solution that we, when somebody in your particular case, the solution that we offer is this. We give you a loan, so that you can pay off all the other loans. And of course, provided that, our loans are going to be at a much better rate than the ones that you have, then of course it will make sense to go ahead and get ours. Let's just say a hypothetical number. Let's just say that your current loans are 7 or 8%, and we can do it for 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it will
mm-hmm.
only make sense for you to get
yeah.
the loan with us.
Yeah.
That off.
Those are crazy numbers. No way.
No. I say hypothetical. I didn't say that it was
yeah.
going to
no,
be.
No, because we
precise.
Have, you know, I mean, I've got SBA loan. It's I don't know what it is now because it's tied to prime, but. You know, I mean, it's been around 7 or so, you know, something like that, right?
Exactly.
So,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, like the numbers, the figures that I threw out there were just hypotheticals, but let's just say that we are able to beat it, so it will make sense to get rid of those instead
yeah.
of this one. And that's what I would like to do. I'd like to present those figures with you. I wanted to get a little bit more
information. I know. I just don't think, the problem is, and
mm-hmm.
you know, like if you just said, you know, say when we took out those loans,
mm-hmm.
Another way of saying is we, you know, because right now our debt, you know, I just feel like we're not in a, even though, you know, we're current, we don't have anything
right.
in arrears. I mean, we're not behind on any payments, put it that way. Okay. So
right.
we're maintaining our debt service. Okay. But.
Right.
You know, the company's not profitable until, you know, we grow because we just spent a ton of money on development over the last few years, right? So
right.
we've sunk all everything into that. And now we're now that we've kind of come out of the other side of that, now we're in the process of pushing on, you know, revenue, you know, sales, right? And acquiring new customers. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, the money we need is for – we could use some cash flow for, you know, the help, you know, just push forward on marketing, right? A little bit more. But, you know, and maybe some more dev work and stuff like that. But mainly, that's really our focus at this point, is just customer acquisition. So I just don't know how, you know, or why you guys would want to take our debt over at a lower rate. It just seems, it's like, how do you make money doing that, you know? I don't know. Maybe there's a margin there for you somewhere, but
look, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, if you give me 5 minutes, I'll run this thing through. I'll send you the application.
No, but you need our taxes and so on. And,
no,
well, you know, and all that stuff. From,
mm-hmm. No. The only thing that we will need to initiate will be only 4 months of your bank statement. If you give me that
yeah.
and the name of your company and the type of business that you do, which you already gave me some idea of what it is, then basically right after that, I will send you that email, and it will have that information. You submit those 4 months of application, 4 months of bank statements, and an underwriter from our department will contact you, and he will basically tell you, look, this is what I can come up with based upon the information you're giving me.
Uh-huh.
We can give you the loan, X amount of money for you to pay that off. Then you stay with us. If it makes sense to you, let's pull the trigger. If not, then, you know, we'll part ways as friends. You know, no big deal, no harm done.
But well, the thing is, it is time, a little time consuming. I need to minimize, you know, I don't have a lot of time to spend on stuff like this. So, I can ask my accountant to pull together the bank statements, but,
All I will need is just to confirm a couple of things, because I have some information, but not all. I have here S. James as at speaktoleads.com.
Yeah, hang on a second. One second.
Sure.
One second. That will work. That
uh-huh.
email will work, but my current email. We just rebranded. We're still S2L International Inc., which is the corporate name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, S as in Sam, the number two, and L as
right.
Amanda. But incorporated S2L International. That's the corporate name, right?
Right.
The brand name has changed, but you can reach me at the new name is Leverly. That's what we changed the name to back in December. So you can reach me at sammy.james@leverly.com, leverly.com. Or you could sammy.james@speaktoleads.com still works if you want to use that. I don't care.
Whichever one do you want. If it was the one at Sammy, would it be Sammy with double M?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And okay, Sammy with double M. Okay, and then what else did you say after Sammy?
Dot. James.
James
at speaktoleads.com is the former address, and now I'm using leverly.com because we just rebranded it to Leverly, but we're still incorporated. Doing business with Leverly. So you can keep it at whatever you want to do. Okay.
Okay, very good. So then either if I send it to the other one, you still get a help. We'll be able to get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
very
good.
I'll get it either way.
All right, either way you're going to get it. Okay, so let me get that one here, click on that one, click on this one here. And the best number to contact you at will be the one that I'm calling right now, right? 619-559-1278?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So very good. So I'm going to do that right now. And the name of the business, you said that you changed it completely. It's not, I mean, it still exists, the S2L International, but
I just changed the brand. It's doing business as Leverly.com, Leverly, L-E-V-E-R-L-Y. So it doesn't matter. For your purposes, you don't care. It's the same business.
Right. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so for the same purposes, I'm just going to have the one that I have here so I can move quickly on here, and you're still going to get to it. Okay, so, all right, so business name, it's right here. And that's it. Okay.
This should not be open. This is so dangerous. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you something real quick. Do you have any partners, Samuel? Or Sammy?
Any what?
Any partners, business partners.
No.
Okay, sole proprietor. Okay, no problem. And how long have you been in business?
Excuse me. 13 years?
13 years. Okay. That's wonderful. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you is balances that you have on those loans. How much are those?
I don't know exactly say it varies, right? So
right.
We have two SBA loans, and then I have maybe a line of credit. So I think it's probably, I don't know. I'm going to say between 300 and 400,000.
So okay.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay. No problem. And what's your monthly revenue?
It's around 30, low 30s. You know, it's kind of slowly creeping up now. About 30,000, a little bit more.
And you did mention the type of industry that you are in is,
software. Software as a service. Software as a service, okay. You know, subscription-based software.
Right, software services. Okay, no problems. Beautiful. And, you told me that you have nothing there, no partners. And hypothetically speaking, if we are able to put everything together for you and get the best rate, beat everything out, how much are you looking to get?
Well, I mean, if you can, move my debt to another loan that is going to lower my payments, improve my cash flow, then I'd be very interested, right?
Right, of course.
On the other hand, let's say that right now, I don't keep track of this stuff, honestly, because I'm focused on other things. My accountant worries about this stuff. But if I had the time, I would pay more attention. But that's why I pay her to do that for me. But
right.
So if I, let's say I had a 10-year loan and let's say I had 5 years left on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, oh, well, we'll give you, the same term, 5 years, but at a less interest rate, or we'll give you, seven with about, with a same interest rate. I mean, so it's really a cash flow issue. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course.
So it's not always, so as long as I don't want to increase my interest rate by any stretch, but my interest rates are all pretty good because I have always had good credit. I've just taken on more debt. I've got to get my cash flow up. So anyway, so I think it's just, I'd be crazy to turn down anything that's going to lower my interest rate and lower my payments. Uh-huh.
Of course. Would it be safe to say that you would like to take care of all those loans? I mean, so you'd be looking to get about $300,000 at a better rate, right? Give or take?
If that's what I owe, I would say I would take that if it was going to reduce by lowering my interest rate, which
absolutely.
I don't know how the hell you guys are going to do in this environment, this climate. My God,
right. Like I said, I mean, all I can tell you is that I'm going to submit this. Look for the application that I will send. It will be coming from David at milestonefunding.com, and either it's going to be coming to your mailbox into the inbox. But sometimes it squeezes over to spam. So look for it. But as long as you see it, that it's coming from Milestone,
right,
from David
right,
and Milestone,
right.
You'll be able to see that. And all you have to do, like I said, and you said that you're going to have your accountant to do this for you. But all you have to do is once you see that email, you click on it, and it will say, the header will say basically what I just said. Hi, this is David. And then it will say underneath, it will say click here. When you click there, it's going to ask you for those 4 months of the bank statements.
Right.
Immediately after that, you will be contacted within the next 30 minutes from an underwriter that is going to review the case. And then he's going to be able to present to you terms of how much it is that they can offer you, how they can offer you, the terms, conditions, and rates. And if it's favorable, and if it's something that that makes sense for you, then I'm sure that you will pull the trigger. And if that was the case, I suppose that you will get that ASAP, right?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, okay. I wouldn't hesitate as long as I'm able
right.
to just start. If I can. Put myself in a more favorable position, of course, yeah.
Of course, yeah, indeed. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's what we're going to do right now. do want to thank you for taking the first steps into becoming part of the family here at Milestone Capital. Do look for that email that I will send you. You will probably get it in the next 10 minutes or less.
Okay.
And once you submit that, or I suppose that your accountant will do tomorrow, then you get an answer from our underwriter when the next 15 to 20. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you, Sammy. All right.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye. Sure.